Chapter 44. Freebird.
Trigg heard the blaster go off before he saw it. Hunched next to Chewie, he'd been looking around the cabin for anything he could use as a weapon, when the air suddenly came alive with a now familiar jolt. When he swung his head up, the thing in the stormtrooper uniform was already flailing sideways away from Han. Chewbacca was on his feet, running toward the thing, picking it up, smoke still pouring from the hole blasted in its back, and smashing it down into the cabin floor. Trigg looked back in the direction where the shooting had come from. What he saw was enough of a shock to render him momentarily speechless.
Dr. Cody?
Zahara leaned in the rear of the cabin with Han's blaster in both hands, upraised and ready. Her voice was low, not much more than a whisper.
Careful, Chewbacca. I think I'd better hit him again, just to be sure.
Han, still on his hands and knees, scrambled backward, searching himself frantically for signs of bites or infection. When he saw Zahara standing there, he gaped at her.
Where did you come from?
She didn't respond, just kept her attention fixed on the thing in the trooper armor. It was seizing now, arms and legs flailing, head flung backward, as sluggish, grayish fluid pulsed up from its lips to pool behind its head. As they stared at it, more of the fluid started leaking from its nose and ears, and finally from the corners of its eyes, like sticky, infected tears running down either side of its face.
They never did that before, Han said.
They've never been this far from the source before.
Han looked at her, bewildered.
There's probably a heavy contamination residual spread throughout the destroyer from all those tanks. Maybe it's what helped sustain them, slows down the decay process, and keeps the muscle receptors firing.
How do you know all this?
Zahara gave him a sidelong glance.
I get my information from a droid, remember?
Hey, I didn't mean...
It's all right, she said. Look.
She pointed out the glass at the other ships that had left the destroyer ahead of them. At first, Han couldn't see what she was trying to show him. But after a moment, he realized what was happening. The escaped ships had stopped moving. They were drifting aimlessly into the depths of space. As he watched, one of the TIE fighters listed drunkenly sideways, swiveling directly into the path of another TIE, and they slammed into each other, exploding on impact.
That was Blackwing's flaw, Zahara said. It's going to keep them from spreading it any farther than this.
Blackwing?
That gray liquid in those tanks was a highly refined version of the virus. The whole operation was set up to create an unlimited supply of it, probably so that the Empire could manipulate its behavior wherever they wanted.
So all those zombies down there, Han said, they were just the middlemen? Like a means to an end?
Zahara nodded. I think so. Their resurrected bodies were probably intended to be the suppliers and distributors. But without constant and direct exposure to the virus, they can't function.
Han scratched his chin.
I still don't get how you're here. We saw your body up in the main hangar control.
That was White, Zahara said. He picked up my distress call. He came out looking for me, got me out of there. But he wasn't fast enough to get out himself.
Some random stranger sacrificed himself to save you? Han asked. No offense, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Zahara's smile was a pale, wan line.
He said a stranger did the same thing for him.
They traveled for a long time without talking. Chewie helped Han fly for a while, and then went back into the cabin to nap, leaving Han alone. Sometimes he thought the galaxy was better observed that way, in silence, when you could sit and look at it and wait for things to make sense. Not that they always did. After a while, the kid came into the cockpit and sat down where Chewie had been. Han didn't say anything, giving him time until he was ready to talk.
Where are we headed? Trigg asked finally.
Han shrugged.
A better place?
So there's no plan?
There's always a plan. Sometimes it just takes a while to see what it is.
Trigg looked at him.
What?
Han asked.
Nothing. That sounds like something my dad used to say, that's all.
Your old man, huh?
You would have liked him.
Trigg sat back, gazing far out into the depths of space at all those stars.
Were you ever scared back there?
Me?
Pfft.
Han cocked an eyebrow.
Not that I'm looking for an excuse to go back, mind you.
How do you like the shuttle?
This thing? It's okay. I mean, if you want to see fast, you should see mine. Or should've. Before the Imperials impounded it, that is. Not much to look at, but...
He was aware of the kid staring at the instrumentation panel and navicomputer feeding itself coordinates in a steady chain of silent dialogue.
You want to give it a try?
You serious?
You flew that hover like a champ. Seems to me like you're ready for something bigger.
I couldn't.
Sure you could.
Han handed him a headset.
Here, put these on. I'll show you how this works.
Trigg blinked at him, a hesitant smile finding its way around the corners of his mouth.
You know, Dr. Cody said before that guy White died, he told her about the shuttle.
Han nodded. Right.
White said his guys had a name for it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah,
Trigg said.
Freebird.
He glanced at Han tentatively.
I like that.
Freebird, huh? Han considered. I guess that sounds about right.
Han pushed back from the controls so Trigg could get a closer look.
Come on over. I'll show you how it's done.
Two days later, they sold the transport to a group of Black Hammer pirates on Galantos, in a city called Galfian Deprisi.
The sooner I get out of here, Han groaned, the less I have to try to say the name.
They were sitting in a tap calf outside the starport, Trigg looking up from his side of the table, he and Zahara on the other.
Where are you headed?
With our half of what we got for the transport? Han grinned. To buy my ship back.
I thought you said it was confiscated by the Imperials.
Are you kidding? As corrupt as those local bureaucrats are, they probably had the Falcon at auction before we were even loaded on that prison barge. It's just a matter of tracking her down.
You're not sticking around?
Nah.
Han stood up and extended a hand across the table.
Be seeing you, Doc.
He glanced at Trigg.
Kid, take care, huh?
You too.
What about you guys, anyway? You got big plans?
Zahara thought for a moment and nodded.
Unfinished business.